Welcome to the Dreamwalkers podcast. Join us on a journey beyond the boundaries of reality, where dreams come alive and adventures unfold. In this series, we follow the extraordinary escapades of a young boy named Jin as he explores the captivating world of dreams. Fasten your seatbelts, or should we say, your sleep masks, as we embark on whimsical tales, mysterious realms, and the boundless imagination of the Dreamwalkers. It's already morning, but Desp is lying on his bed as before with his eyes open. He couldn't sleep.
What a night.
He stands up and stretches. Desp still wants to persuade himself that he made the right choice.
New day, new life.
He walks along the street. Everybody seems friendly as usual. Desp walks like a new, happy citizen who has changed his life and is greeting the other pedestrians.
Good morning. Good morning. How was your night? Mine was terrible, but I just need more time.
The citizens smile, but do not want to talk to him. They have something on their minds. Desp sits on the same roof where nightmares were, enjoying the view and peaceful atmosphere. A magnificent butterfly with golden wings lands on his arm.
Oh.
He laughs, but the fog attracts his attention. Then, with appeasement, he looks at the butterfly again. And the anxiously again at the fog. The butterfly flies away. Desp exhales with the most peaceful and happy look and then freaks out.
I can't take it anymore!
He runs away. Desp notices Bjor walking out of a house and runs over to his new friend.
Desp, good morning!
Yeah, morning. Good.
How was your first day as a free citizen? Isn't it a fantastic feeling being your own master?
Yeah, nice. Do you know where Gloria and Jin are?
I don't know about Jin. He left yesterday, but Gloria is in the prison.
What do you mean, he left? And what do you mean, she's in prison?
Gloria sits inside the cage, her heart heavy with sadness. Her gaze is lowered, and she doesn't see Desp, who quietly approaches after climbing there in the shadows. Suddenly, he appears beside her cage.
Gloria.
She raises her head, but without happiness.
What do you want, traitor? Are you here to tell me about your new life?
Be quiet, please. I'm not supposed to be here.
You're not, so go away.
She turns her back on him.
Gloria. There's no time for this. We need to hurry up. Jin is probably already there, alone.
And whose fault is that? Mine? No, yours. You traded us for a new life, so go and enjoy it.
They hear the guard approach to check what the noise is. The guard sees Gloria sitting in the cage and her shadow.
Hmm.
He leaves. Desp comes out of the cage's shadow.
Okay. I know that I was wrong. Really. This life is not for me. But fear, adventures, and fights with sirens, including you. This is what I need. And that's what I want to do. I'm not ready for this calmness. It makes me mad. Remember that I told you that I couldn't shapeshift there, in the forest?
Yeah.
Well, I really couldn't until I got this feeling of danger in the cave. So you and Jin, you saved me. And now it's time for me to pay you back.
Gloria tries to be strong and control her emotions, but she can't. She puts her wings through the bars of the cage to hug him. They embrace for a second, and then become normal again. Desp starts picking the lock.
I've broken the auxil.
But you what?
Technically, it wasn't my fault, but it now seems that I have no way to get back home. So let's help Jin.
Desp opens the cage. They run out of the prison. Guard walks by and notices them.
She's escaped!
Gloria and Desp dash ahead, their steps echoing through the air. Behind them, guard pursues, sending arrows flying through the space, yet failing to find its mark.
Nice place!
Oh, don't be so...
Desp collides with barrels that line the street, sending them clattering and rolling in every direction. Undeterred, Guard continues the chase. Another three guards are standing on their way and trying to shot them too. Gloria notices a rope, takes one end, and throws the other to Desp. They run quickly, confidently, and decisively. Gloria and Desp run along the walls of the houses, pulling the rope taut between them and knock guards off their feet with it.
Ha ha ha!
They almost reach the fog, but Bjor stands on their way.
You can't go, little bird.
He spreads his wings, clearly determined to fight. Desp and Gloria share a quick glance, their movements perfectly synchronized. Gloria seizes a stick, and Desp transforms into a dragonfly. With Gloria on his back, they charge towards Bjor. Gloria raises her stick, emitting a battle cry as she starts to strike Bjor. Despite his attempts to flee, she leaps onto him, delivering a barrage of blows until he succumbs and falls. Swiftly, she jumps back onto Desp, and together, they soar into the enveloping fog. This was the seventh episode of the Dreamwalkers podcast. Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you've enjoyed this show, please take a moment to rate the podcast, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends. Sweet dreams.